Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jet Johnson Mills, County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of May 4th, 2026. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by local community radio station KRNR. Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, Mills County, the grass is growing, the birds are singing. So far, we've had a great spring with more chances of rain forecasted. The burn ban is lifted. Last week, I was asked to speak at the Texas AgriLife Conference in Goldthwaite that our wonderful county agent, Tom Guthrie, put together. Included in my speech were several points that will convey to our listeners regarding county government that I think will be of interest. Since I've become a judge for Mills County over 3.5 years ago, I've had numerous visits with new individuals moving to Mills County. Many of these folks moving from larger counties, counties that require many permits to build a structure, they want to know how many permits are needed to build a home on their land in Mills County. Well, the answer to that question is zero regarding construction permits. The only requirements or permits that our county require would be a septic tank permit if a new one is being installed, and if a new gate entrance is needed for access to the county road, then a road access agreement would be needed and verified by the respective commissioner. Regarding septic tank permits, these are a necessity and required by the TCEQ. There is a fee from the county for $335. Installation can be around $10,000. Now, the road access agreement fee is only $50. The road and culvert can be done by the county for $1,500, or the landowner can hire someone else to do the job. County commissioners will make sure that the culvert and entrance is properly done so that no issues occur with connecting to the county road. Speaking of county roads, Mills County has approximately 445 miles of roads, and each commissioner is responsible for over 100 miles of roads in their respective precincts. Now, over the years, TxDOT has donated to us some asphalt millings when they retop these major highways in the county. We appreciate very much, and our commissioners have used these for some of their roads. So we're slowly getting some asphalt millings put down on these county roads. Another interesting fact regarding our caliche-based roads in Mills County, when severe flooding hit the county like it did in 2024, many of our county roads were washed away, all the base materials washed away. For our commissioners to repair the road to get it back in its original shape is an expensive job. For example, to do 1 mile of the new caliche base material properly, the cost is around $12,500 just for the base material. For the labor, fuel, etc., the cost is around $17,500. So therefore, for 1 mile of road to be redone is approximately $30,000. And of course, with the commissioner and two road hands, it takes a while to do all that work. Anyway, if you ever have any questions about roads or whatever, please contact my office at 325-648-2222. Next commissioner's court meeting will take place on Monday, May the 11th. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jet Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report.